Hello, Kiki and Bill. This is Adam, and here's some feedback for your emails about the exhibition services complaint. Okay, so in your first email, I don't think help is appropriate in your subject line. It sounds too exaggerated. Help you can use in your content, but not in your subject line. Also, be careful about using capital letters, because when you're using capitals, it means you're shouting. So it's inappropriate to be shouting in an email. One grammar problem in the middle paragraph, you use the word criteria. Criteria is not the right word. But the main problem with your first email, it's a content. So if you are June, would you help Bill? That's the main thing. So would this email achieve its aim? So I think you need to work on the content. You've got to adjust your content a little bit to make sure that June is going to help you. Okay? But then there's that grammar, like the word criteria is not the right word either. In the second email, that's better. In your subject line, remember to have capitals for the first letter of nouns and verbs. So capital S for suggestion, capital A for approval. Some vocabulary problems. So in the first problem, you say attendees are uneasy to load the website. Uneasy is not the right word. And also, and make the registration. You don't say make the registration, you could say complete the registration. Okay. In the second problem, you say with the underestimation of popularity. Okay, you need to go into a bit more detail. So why did you underestimate the popularity? Okay, so a bit more detail needed. Make sure when you're using word leaflet, because you're not talking about one leaflet, but many leaflets, you underestimated the number of leaflets. But then with leaflets, you suggest that you suggest providing a electronic version, but then in the first problem, you're saying there's server problems. So you've got to make sure there's a connection. It's consistent, your suggestions. Okay? And in the second email, your sincerely is used for external letters. So in an internal email to your boss, use something like kind regards or regards. Okay? Then for your letter, you haven't finished your letter yet, but continue working on it and make the corrections to your first two emails, and then it will mean that you can get you'll write a better answer in the assessment. Okay, that's it for now.